You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Noah Lennox, a.k.a. Panda Bear, has made a few 21st century classics, like Person Pitch and Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper. They were dizzying affairs, filled to the brim with ideas. His new record, Sinister Grift, well, the vibes are more laid back.
If the thing feels good, I just sort of let it ride now in a way that maybe I didn't so much in the past.
That's Panda Bear talking about working on Sinister Grift with a lot of confidence. It helps that his longtime friend and bandmate in Animal Collective, Deacon, co-produced the record. He says there's an ease to their process.
That feeling is exactly the same as it was 30 years ago.
Coming up, Lennox talks about making Sinister Grift, finding inspiration from the Monster Mash, and why you have to open your wallet if you want to hire your daughter to play on the record. It's Panda Bear on World Cafe. Can't tell you how much this record blew my mind the first time I put it on. Panda Bear coming up in just a few minutes, but first, here's Sharon Van Etten with Comeback Kid. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Yo, I'm Kaleo. I'm not sure how he does it. I'm not sure I'm the only person who hears the music Noah Lennox makes as Panda Bear and wonders, how do all of these sounds and melodies coalesce into something stunningly beautiful? He's done it with his longtime band Animal Collective or on collabs with Daft Punk and Solange. I was immediately taken with Lennox's new album, Sinister Grift. There are moments where it sounds like you took Brian Wilson to a King Tubby show after listening to a lot of bubblegum pop. It induced giddiness, folks, is what I'm saying. Co-produced by longtime friend and bandmate Deacon, it's a perfect entry point into a catalog filled with heady classics, like 2007's Person Pitch. Lennox joins me to talk about why confidence played a big part in how these songs came together, and we'll hear performances recorded in Zaragoza, Spain, starting with Ends Meet. Here's Panda Bear on World Cafe. Recorded live, it's Panda Bear with Ends Meet. This is from his excellent new solo album, Sinister Grift. Joining me is Noah Lennox of Animal Collective, who, of course, performs as Panda Bear. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Noah, so good to see you. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah. So, Ends Meet, that song reminds you of Monster Mash. How come?
Yeah, it's just got sort of a playful mood to it, but it's also the lyrics kind of talk about this thing that's going to kind of come and get you. I guess I was thinking about just kind of difficulties in life, perhaps death a little bit, but it's dealt with in a very kind of like, ooh, watch out for the ghosts kind of. Mm-hmm. It has that sort of tone, so I think that's... And the rhythm is a little... It's kind of La Bamba to me, too. It's very playful despite dealing with something kind of heavy. And yeah, it just sort of always reminded me of Monster Mash, or I kind of set out to do something that kind of captured that tone, I suppose.
Yeah. And I have to say, I have been having such an enjoyable time with this record. And I know that, you know, they said great art can transport you, and that's exactly what these songs do. I know it's been said elsewhere, you know, bringing up the tropical vibes, the island vibes, the beach vibes. I wouldn't necessarily go so far as to say it felt like a party, but I definitely felt like I was on a serene beach. This sounds like maybe a weird question, but what kind of energy were you going for when you were working on this record?
I can't say that it was super beachy in my mind. Definitely kind of bubblegum pop. There's some kind of country and reggae tones in there.
Yeah. This is World Cafe. We are talking with Noah Lennox, who performs as Panda Bear. The new album is called Sinister Grift. You know, the original intention was that you and Josh Dibb, a.k.a. Deacon from Animal Collective, who also worked as producer on this album, they were going to be somewhat simple, relatively speaking, simple arrangements. And then, you know, it was play and post, deconstruct them and make something different. But you didn't. And I am curious what you and Josh heard in the bones of those songs where you're like, we should keep this.
Yes, my initial idea for the thing and what I told Josh about was we would do these kind of straight ahead recordings where I just built this studio in Lisbon. It's very, I would call it very modest. There's not a whole lot to it, but I'd always kind of dreamed about having my own space, and finally made it happen around 2020 or so. And I thought it would be cool to have the first big project here be Josh and I, because Josh and I started out making recordings together 1,000 years ago. And so my original idea was to do these straight up recordings. I was going to play bass, guitar, do the drum tracks, and do the singing. And then we would kind of obscure that material, or kind of blur them in a variety of ways. But it was maybe 2 weeks in, we kind of started to feel like some of these things didn't really feel like they needed to go anywhere else, or they felt really kind of fully realized, or they were doing the job, you could say. And I do like to have a plan with stuff, but I also tend to just kind of follow my nose. Yeah. So if something feels like the right direction, despite the blueprint for the thing, I like to just kind of go off instinct. And we both just kind of felt like a lot of these songs just sort of felt like they didn't need to grow into anything else.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Noah Lennox, a.k.a. Panda Bear. The new album is Sinister Grift. Up next, your daughter wrote and performed on this song, or wrote on this song and performed as well. It's called Anywhere But Here. First off, how'd she feel about collaborating with you? Because I know at times, you know, your kids, when it comes to your music, they don't want anything to do with it. But sometimes that changes.
That's true. Yeah. I think she was, she took it very seriously. She was very professional. I think she did it. I don't mean this in a bad way. I think she did it more for the paycheck than,
what?
Like the doing something with dad side of it. She does not want to hear it, she told me, but I think she did a really great job. And she really, like gave it everything. I feel like, I was really, really proud and really, happy to have her involvement on the thing.
Before we hear a live performance, I want people to have a chance to hear some of the album version that features your daughter. Take a listen.
Sentado na varanda, olhando para o céu, conta as estrelas guardadas acima, mas focado no além é apenas uma distração, porque na verdade precisa de consolar o coração.
So I guess from a lyrical songwriting standpoint, what came first, the poem or your lyrics, and how were they in communication with one another or in conversation?
So I had done my part, I think we tracked a bunch of the stuff already. It was really just missing this spoken word part. And I had based the song or kind of the concept of the song off of a Leuven Brothers track, where it's the first song on a record called Satan Is Real. There's like a vocal refrain, and then he kind of preaches or tells a story for a little bit, and then the vocal refrain comes back, and he goes back into the preaching and kind of goes back and forth like that. And I really wanted to do something that fit that kind of mold.
And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day.
My original idea was to have Nadja write something, my daughter Nadja, and then I didn't really give her any instruction on what to write about. She didn't know what my piece in the song was. So it really just sort of was serendipitous that the two things really kind of complement each other. But she wrote maybe three different pieces, all of which had a kind of similar tone. Mm-hmm. But this was the one that we thought fit. Kind of, especially the meter of the song and the structure of it kind of most completely. So we went with this one.
Beautiful. Let's listen to a live performance of Anywhere But Here from Panda Bear. This is World Cafe.
Quem eu vivo sabe, mas viver.
recorded live. It's Panda Bear with Anywhere But Here. It's a song from his new album, Sinister Grift. Noah Lennox, the singer, songwriter, composer, and producer known as Panda Bear, is my guest today. It's World Cafe. You've talked a little bit about this, that the songs, you know, open up a little bit more emotionally than maybe on previous solo albums. When it comes to some of the themes and lyrics, you said the songwriting was very hang-up free. Can you talk a little bit about why that was?
I suppose in my old age, I just sort of, it's less of a mental process than it used to be. It's just kind of, I just sort of spit it out and don't think too hard about it. I suppose in the past, I used to kind of, I don't know if insecurity is the right way to frame it, but yeah, I just used to kind of fret about it more. And again, I keep harping on it, but the instinct thing, I just kind of, if the thing feels good, I just sort of let it ride now in a way that maybe I didn't so much in the past.
You know, I know reps doing something over and over again sort of gives that confidence, but like, what do you think helped refine that instinct to go with your gut more quickly? Is it just past experiences informing and helping you make that informed decision quicker?
Yes, I think that's probably it. I think it's experience of successes and failures, seeing how people kind of resonate with things or they don't. There's plenty of times where doing stuff with Animal Collective or on my own, I'll think something's really gonna do well and it doesn't really hit like I think it's going to. And other times there might be stuff that I consider more kind of throwaway or less exciting to me that does really resonate with people. So I suppose it's the enough experience of that dynamic that kind of makes me just sort of not wing it, but just sort of let it be without thinking about it too hard.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Panda Bear. The new album is called Sinister Grift. I was surprised to learn this is the first solo album to feature all four members of Animal Collective. Like, this is the first time it's happened. I'm wondering, like, you probably have all changed in dramatic ways. What has stayed the same about the relationship the four of you have, where it's like, yeah, come on and help out when this record, yeah, absolutely, I'm there for you. Like, what has sort of, like, remains from, you know, those initial first years being a band together?
I think, and having, or sort of watching my kids grow up confirmed this suspicion a little bit, but I think people generally, there's kind of like a core to who they are, sort of like impulse responses, stuff like that, that doesn't actually change that much. Just sort of the way we manage those things changes. Having said that, I'm really happy to say that doing this stuff with Josh, it was really, it felt really good to notice that the feeling of working on a thing and trying to get it right, maybe it's not so good in the beginning, and you kind of talk about it and change things, and listening back to the thing and feeling like it's good, it, that kind of feeling of satisfaction or contentment, or it's a bit hard to describe, but that feeling is exactly the same as it was 30 years ago. And we had a couple conversations about that, just sort of recognizing and it's feeling like it was a cool thing that side of the process has never changed, despite kind of everything else around it having changed so much. But that, and to me, that's what it's all about. That's kind of the reason that I keep doing it every day, is chasing that sort of feeling. So it was really nice to notice that.
Wow, that's so cool. I'm really stoked that you got to experience that. This is World Cafe. We're here with Noah Lennox, who performs as Panda Bear. The new album is called Sinister Grift. You know, a few minutes ago, we played a song that your daughter contributed to. And I want to talk about another song, Praise, which also sort of relates to one of your children. It starts off with you thinking about your son. Do you remember what was on your mind at the time when you were writing this?
Yeah, it started as a song kind of about the frustrations of fatherhood, or, I mean, I mentioned him not picking up his phone, which is something he does a lot.
They're very good at that age. They're extremely good at it.
Yeah, they're very selective with their with their receiving of messages and calls. But the song kind of grew, as many of them did, kind of away from being something hyper specifically mine, or I would say autobiographical. It kind of grew into what I hoped would be perhaps more universal, or something that other people might be able to find themselves in, or maybe if I'm kind of lofty about it, something that had sort of a higher aim. It became more just about the sense of, or the recognition of, a sort of driving force in a parental child relationship, where no matter what they do, there's this kind of engine driving the relationship that feels kind of profound and unbreakable.
Yeah. I know songwriters talk about how they look at what they're writing changes when they have kids, like, and particularly newborns, infants and stuff. Does songwriting reveal more about parenthood as the years go on? Do you find the way you, how you think about it and write about it when your kids are in their late teenage years versus their adolescent years? Does it have an effect, or, you know, even remotely as profound as an effect as having kids in the first place and then thinking about your work?
I am guessing so. I feel like it's only after a couple of years with the thing that I sort of, I would say my interpretation of things I've done kind of changes after a couple of years. So this one is sort of, I feel still too kind of close to it to really be able to read it precisely, perhaps. But I'd wager that it does, but maybe it's too soon for me to say exactly how. Yeah. I could say that I do feel like once I had kids, not only with the music, but kind of my perspective on everything kind of shifted. I mean, I guess it makes sense insofar as your whole life up to that point is kind of all about you in the worst way. And then when you have kids, it's sort of like everything you do has a different target, kind of. And that it kind of infects everything you do, or everything I did, certainly, whether it was day-to-day stuff or kind of creative endeavors.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Let's listen to Praise, a live recording from Panda Bear here on World Cafe. Panda Bear, recorded live on World Cafe. Praise can be found on his new album, Sinister Griff. One of my favorite records of the year. I hope you have the chance to check it out. Noah, this is so much fun. Congratulations on making a really spectacular record. I hope you have a great rest of the year, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening to it. I'm glad you enjoy it. And thanks very much for having me on today.
You got it. This is World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe, and thanks again to Noah Lennox, a.k.a. Panda Bear. I love his new album, Sinister Grift. It's available now. Probably going to be top 10, might even be number one. Perfect summertime record. Check it out. Up next, Kathleen Edwards, who released this album in 2020. It's called Total Freedom. Hard on Everyone feels more appropriate. That's the song title. This is the song on World Cafe. Thank you.
such a bleak sunrise. On true, on kind, and unnatural. How the crew with time becomes classical. I know that wash, fire, shack, shake, fist burn, and bass break is clear. Something's gonna change, and when it does, which classical remains? Inside your DNA, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. I know that wash, fire, shack, shake, crisp, burn, and bass break is clear. Something's gonna change.
Those lights.
There you go, new stuff from Haim. Relationships is the name of the track. It's from the forthcoming album due out June 20th called I Quit. Record was co-produced by Daniel Haim of the band and Rostam Batmanghili, the solo work, and of course Vampire Weekend earlier on. We're back in a minute with new music from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe, and here is new music from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Dead Stick. We'll be right back.
listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.